If you've been feeling unhappy in your job right now and it is stressing you out, then this is the episode for you. In this episode, I'm talking to a former client from my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, and she shares how her career was feeling busy, stressed, and scattered before she joined the program. The process of trying to figure out what to do next in her career was disorganized, and she found herself constantly looking for validation outside of herself, which only led to frustration. She talks about how after going through FYFC, she was doubting her skills less, she was reading job descriptions better, and she just felt more confident talking to people about what she was looking for and what she needed in the workplace. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. If you're feeling unhappy in your career and you're ready to land a higher paying job that genuinely excites you, then you need to join us in Find Your Fulfilling Career. Enrollment for FYFC is opening on September 28th, and we're kicking off with a free live launch event where I'm going to teach you how to clarify your fulfilling career path in just 30 days. You can go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn more about the program and how to join us. Inside my 12-month program, FYFC, we will help you clarify your fulfilling career path and land a higher paying job you actually love. This coaching program includes weekly group coaching calls, a collaborative community, job search scripts, templates, and a proven career clarity curriculum that will help you get super clear about who you are in this season of your life so you can figure out what roles will genuinely excite you. We cover developing your work boundaries, identifying the interests that get you excited and motivated at work, job searching intentionally without submitting hundreds of applications, confidently communicating your value add so you can land that higher paying job. This is the only coaching program that helps women who have been stuck in the same career path for over 8 years get clarity by first clarifying who they are so they can thrive in their work and stop simply surviving. Join us at the free live launch event on September 28th. You can go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com for all the details. I can't wait to work with you. Hi, Naima. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us about just your experience in FYFC. So let's start with this question. If you can think about, or really it's more of a prompt, the question, but if you could think about your life and your career before you joined the program, how would you describe it?
Oh, I would say it was really busy and my career felt very busy and in stress and also a little scattered.
Yeah. So I had busy, stressed, and scattered.
Yeah. Say that.
Yeah. Can you tell us more about stress? I'm curious about that.
There's just been a lot of change in the company I'm working for, and it was very disorienting and making me think about what's going to be next for me. And just wondering if it's still the right fit.
So all those changes were causing you to question if that was the fit and what would be next.
Yes.
Walk us through that process of what's next, that process of you just internally trying to figure out, am I staying here or not?
I don't think it was a very organized process. Definitely involved a lot of like soul searching, calling friends and people I felt close to and felt were confident and could keep my doubts confidential. Asking like, hey, is this me? I'm looking for a lot of validation. I think I was doing just because I knew something wasn't right and I was really uncomfortable and not, and it wasn't like the uncomfortable of like, oh, I'm trying something new and I'm going to grow, but it was the uncomfortable of like, something doesn't sit well in my spirit anymore. Mm. And I don't want to feel like this anymore. Mm-hmm. So looking for resources, just looking online, looking for things like other roles or just a lot of personal reflection and frustration.
So I heard you say that's interesting, the end, because I was hearing you say, okay, talking to friends, really feeling uncomfortable in your spirit. It was like something's not right. It wasn't like this exciting discomfort, but really a disturbing type of discomfort for you. And so you were talking to friends, looking online, looking for resources. And then at the end there, you said, and frustration. Tell me more about the frustration.
Well, it was frustration because the more I sat with it, I had the sense that this isn't going to be a quick fix. That's the frustration. It's like, okay, it's not going to just be overnight. I just apply for a new job and everything's perfect again.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wow. It's going to take some stages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So not a quick fix. So I heard confused, scattered, stressed, stuck, and frustration. So how did all that bring you to FYFC?
So a friend just happened to send like one of your Instagram posts to me. She knew that I was in that space of like looking for some kind of guidance or really, I didn't say it to her, but she probably sensed that I was struggling to figure out how to manage this on my own. And when I looked at the materials, I was really impressed that they were so clear and that you weren't like promising an overnight quick fix. Because that would have made me really get into someone's like, oh, I can help you do this and X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3. And I was like, that just does.
You're like, nah.
Real. Like, it's not meant that you were breaking down the different stages and what has to happen in order to, like, you were naming that there's different parts of this faith. Like, let me back up. You were being transparent and clear that, yeah, it does take time and you have to go through certain discovery phases to really understand what you need. And I also like that it kind of seemed like you'd be teaching us how to do this and not that all the information sat with you and like I'd have to, it's like a secret. It didn't seem like that.
Yeah, no secrets here. But I like that you said it wasn't a quick fix, because it's not. It's like if somebody is like, we could do this in the snap of the finger, you're like, girl, that doesn't sound right. But I'm hearing that for you, just reading through the materials, the process helped you, made you feel comfortable that, okay, this is a process and one where you would be empowered in that the information would be imparted to you and you would develop the skills to do this for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also that you were talking about using some kind of like baseline assessments of to help just get some clarity on where you're starting from. And I never used those before. I didn't have that experience in college or any earlier in my life with like taking any career assessments thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it being then fully explained to me.
Right, right. And I think that last part is key, the explanation piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So saw some material on I'm guessing Instagram, because someone sent a post to you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Most people say Instagram, but let me check.
Yeah. I was a little hesitant. I was like, Instagram? I know there's a lot of stuff out there, but what you were sharing about the program lined up with what I was hearing from other people I know who've done some career coaching or what I'd been told to look for when I start to search for a career coach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so you liked the structure. It sounded like what you needed and you joined the program. So now I'm curious, when you did start the program, was there a particular or more than one maybe session or activities that really helped you on this journey?
Ooh, yeah. I have my book out and it was the one where we took that skill. Oh, I have it right here. That assessment. That one. The strong interest inventory.
Yeah.
And I'd taken one years ago, but never had it really explained to me. Like, I was just given the report out and kind of like, yeah, these are your things and look at them. That doesn't really help. But this time, I think it felt really relevant because I could finally see like, oh my gosh, I do have strengths and skills, but I'm not doing that in my day to day. And so this is why things are it's just a struggle. Like, I can do what I'm doing, but it's not, it takes extra effort and I don't feel like I get mastery. And so seeing my profile. I was like, oh, there are words for this. These are actually, and I also think part for me, the background I come from, family of like nurses, and people tend to be in the medical or health and law field, those kind of roles. And my interests are more away from that. I'm not a helper. I'm not right. that. I always felt like I didn't fit and mm-hmm. something was wrong with me because I just mm-hmm. didn't gravitate towards those kind of career options. And now I can see, and I also think it's because I was a woman too. I am a woman. Like, there is like the stereotype that women want and should be in careers that they should be more geared towards helping and very,
yep.
like, I forgot the theme area, but
mm-hmm.
you look at my theme, that's not me.
Yeah, like, that's not me.
It's not, like, I have a lot of respect for it. And in my personal life, of course, I care and I'm nurturing to my friends and family. But as a job, that's just not
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
where I shine.
mm-hmm. Yeah, so it sounds like the zone of genius. So clarifying those interest areas, like that was helpful for you in just really seeing, oh, wow, these are some things that I'm interested in, but maybe I wasn't doing in my day to day. And even seeing how those things were different from what maybe you had been, whether directly or indirectly, pushed towards as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was there anything else in the program that was helpful for you?
I liked some prompts in the beginning, just kind of getting in to think about the mindset, or it was a lot of questions. I'm not usually that self-reflective, but they were nice. Now that I know I'm going to have to go back and do some more work on my own, because on just my schedule, I didn't get to go through everything as mm-hmm. much as I wanted to, but I like that I can go back to it and, help myself. I like that about the program, that it's not, it takes time. And that was the struggle. That was what I learned. It was like, oh, doing this work, you have to carve out the personal time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not you can't do it in between like breaks. Like, you have to do
it. Sneak the work in.
Yeah. So I like that. I like the workbook. I'm creative, so I like all of these exercises, and I like that it's broken into manageable chunks, the videos. I can pause and go back and go at my own pace. That was really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you said before joining the program, you know, I heard you say scattered, frustrated, stressed, stuck. As you think about yourself, now that you're on the other side, you've come through the program, what would you say are some results or even wins that you've experienced as a result of going through FYFC?
Ooh, the first one is that I think I feel less doubt about my skills. Question about the different kinds of, it really helped broke it down. Thank you, froze. That was really important for me to really understand the different kinds of skills people have. And so now when I'm looking at opportunities, I know better about myself, what I want versus what they're looking for. And I can kind of figure out, okay, I think I can read the job descriptions and things better. I feel like I'm reading them better. And I also feel more confident talking to people about what I'm looking for. And describing the things I need in a workplace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know, when you say things you need in a workplace, I remember, and if you don't want to go here, that's totally fine, let me know. But I just remember one of our sessions, this really stuck with me, when you said the idea of being safe at work had never occurred to you until we were talking about it in that session. Are you open to talking a bit more about that?
Not as much.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Just remember.
Calling out on camera. That's what I mean.
Okay. So we could talk about it after. Yeah. Because that really stuck with me. And I would like us to, I want to talk with you about that some more.
Okay.
Yeah. So then as we think about the woman who's listening to this, right? So who is thinking about joining FYFC, but she's not quite sure yet. She's a bit confused. She's like, is this the right investment for me? What would you say to her?
Oh, I would say, if you've tried other things and you haven't been seeing results, this might be helpful, because my struggle was that I needed some structure. I needed to break it down into parts. And I wasn't able to do that on my own. And with this, it is broken down and you can go back to it. You can see where you are, what you want to work on more. And now you have the language and my understanding of like what's happening. And it demystifies this whole process. Like for me, it really demystified it. And I think that is helpful if you're not in a space where you are 100% sure you know what you want next. So
right.
I found it useful. I mean, also it is an investment, but I feel like it's a good investment. I had already known I wanted to invest in my growth. So I had been saving towards that and just being picky about where I would use it.
Which as you should. And I think that was one of the things that I really admired. I remember our process. I like when you're doing that research of being intentional about where you invest, because I think it then shows a willingness on your part to come in and actually do the work because you're being very conscientious about the process.
Yeah. When in my research, I saw there people are offering lots of different things, but the way you have it packaged really made sense for me. I didn't feel like I was grasping for it felt very clear. Okay, this is what's going to happen and this is how it's going to happen. Versus others that seem more unstructured and kind of fluid. And I was like, I need structure.
And you know, as you said that, I remember you talking about just liking to build things. And so I can see how for you, like things being laid out, like just that sense of, I like details. I like step-by-step. I can see how that would have been attractive for you instead of just the fluid. What's happening here?
Yeah. It doesn't work.
Awesome.
It keeps on track.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Naima, for taking the time to join us and talk about your experience. Before we wrap up, is there any last words that you want to say about your time in FYFC or about the program?
It's really nice to do it in a cohort. It takes away that lonely feeling, and it was really affirming to do the program with other people who are in different stages or had similar experiences. Like I was blown away by the commonalities of the feelings the other participants were sharing. And I was like, oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
I like to see y'all connect because a lot of times I think women underestimate how isolating it can feel when your job isn't working for you, when your career isn't working, where you start to doubt yourself. And so, like you said, the cohort model helps you see that you're not super alone, where none of you are identical, obviously, but there are some common themes that helps you to see that you're not the only one in the world going through something like this. And I think that can be powerful for you all.
I found it really helpful. I hope I can stay in touch with them. So,
yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, thank you again for your time. It was absolutely a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you found it helpful to listen to Naima's story. If any parts of her story resonated with you, I definitely want to invite you to join us in Find Your Fulfilling Career. This program was built to help you go from feeling stuck and confused and unhappy in your career to landing a higher paying job that genuinely excites you and allows you to thrive in your zone of genius. A job that allows you to move from just surviving to actually living on purpose and feeling confident in your value add to an organization and your career identity. You can go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn all the details about how to join us in FYFC. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.